We're on a mission to rid the world of bad video.
Bye-bye.
This is the DV Show.
Harder than range.
Bad video sucks.
Welcome to another edition of the DV Show podcast. My name is Brian. This podcast is on a mission to rid the world of bad video. And I am so glad you connected yourself with our crack team of entrepreneurial video production misfits who are eager to offer expert advice, tips, tactics, and techniques on how to make video work for you, not against you. Our advice has been featured in major industry trade magazines, referenced in numerous articles throughout the web, included in many college course materials, and listed in numerous discussion forums and social networking sites all over the web. We've been podcasting since 2005, answering over a million listener questions. That makes us just shy of two decades answering your questions on topics in the video industry. If you haven't figured it out yet, that would make us experts, leaders who are ready to equip every content producer, videographer, editor, and media professional with the tools, knowledge, and confidence to create better videos. Okay, moving on, and with all of that said, let's do what we do best, answering questions related to video production.
Scott asks, I've been editing videos professionally in New York for over a decade, and things have been great until the last year and a half. Like many, I'm hitting a rough patch and finding it hard to get work. With over 3,000 edits and 100 clients under my belt, not to mention several awards, I know my stuff. Yet, I'm feeling pushed out of my chosen career. Has anyone had any luck with temp agencies or any agencies that assist editors?
Thanks for your question, Scott. When you hit a dry spell, especially after such a solid run, it can be incredibly frustrating. It's clear you've got a ton of experience and the accolades to back it up. You're definitely not alone in this. The industry has its ups and downs, and sometimes it's about finding the right opportunity at the right time. Try temporary employment agencies or creative staffing agencies. They can be a good avenue to explore. Many of them specialize in placing creative professionals, including video editors, in roles that fit their skill set. It's not just about filling in gaps temporarily. Some of these positions can lead to longer-term opportunities or even permanent roles. Plus, they can expose you to different types of projects or industries you might not have considered before. When you register with them, it usually involves submitting your portfolio and maybe a meeting or an interview to assess your skills and career aspirations. They then match you with potential gigs that align with your expertise and preferences. Speaking of gigs, don't forget the official job board for this podcast at fastergig.com. After months of hard work and investment, I personally created a unique platform that not only helps video editors like you find the highest paying freelance opportunities in the industry, but also teaches you a smarter, automated method to secure these gigs faster and with minimum effort. My growth hack method has been tested and proven successful by me. I used the method for years to stay ahead of the competition with my own freelance side hustle. Now you can use the same method to quickly find work as a video editor. Go check it out at fastergig.com. It's free to sign up. Another strategy might be to expand your network. Joining professional groups, attending industry meetups, even if they're virtual, or participating in forums can open up new channels for work. Sometimes a casual conversation can lead to an unexpected opportunity. It's tough out there, Scott, but with your track record, I'm confident you'll navigate through this patch. Keep leveraging your network, consider those agencies, and maybe even look into diversifying your skill set or the types of projects you take on. And don't forget to check out fastergig.com. There are plenty of resources there for video professionals like you looking for work.
Jack asks, after 5+ years of editing, I still lack ways to remotely find clients. I've been editing for 5+ years remotely, mostly corporate gigs and talking heads. So nothing incredible to show, but very, very good testimonials. My problem is that sites like Upwork or Fiverr or any other site really either lowball your offer or just need junior editors for short-form content. My contracts are starting to dry up, and I'm considering switching to videography altogether, but I really want to keep editing as my line of work. Is there any tips from seasoned editors who can give a direction on what to do and what to invest my time in?
Great question, Jack. For those diving into the world of video editing and thinking about adding a splash of videography, it's like mixing up a thrilling career cocktail. Let's chat about how you can keep your video editing game strong and maybe even bring some videography into the mix. First off, finding your niche is like choosing your favorite flavor. Have you thought about what really gets you excited? Could be color grading, animation, or focusing on specific areas like real estate or weddings. It's all about making yourself the go-to person for something super specific. And don't forget to level up those skills. Mastering advanced techniques isn't just about keeping up, it's about standing out. Now, let's talk about shouting your achievements from the rooftops. A slick website showing off your best work and happiest clients, maybe peppered with some insightful blogs, can really set you apart. And don't overlook the power of social media. Posting your projects on YouTube, Instagram, or Vimeo can directly attract clients who love your vibe. Getting out there and mingling can work wonders too. Industry events, workshops, and online communities are not just about learning new tricks, they're gold mines for meeting potential clients and collaborators. Imagine finding someone who's just as into videography as you are into editing. Perfect match, right? Speaking of reaching out, have you thought about directly contacting companies or content creators who might need your magic touch? Personalized pitches can really grab their attention, and if videography is tickling your fancy, why not team up with a videographer? You could offer them something they're missing, and it's a great way to dip your toes into videography waters. Constant learning is the name of the game. Keeping up with the latest tech and trends will not only give you an edge, but also keep your passion alive. And there are tons of workshops and courses out there that can spark new ideas and skills. Thinking about adding videography? Start with the basics and don't rush into buying the fanciest gear. Quality matters, but so does learning the craft. And when it comes to managing your freelance biz, remember, happy clients are your best marketing tool. Keep those relationships strong and keep an eye on your finances. Setting aside money for taxes and new gear is a must. Building a career in video editing with a side of videography is more marathon than sprint. It's about growing, adapting, and connecting every step of the way. So what do you think? Ready to take on the challenge and make it your own?
Kevin asks, so a well-known YouTuber loved my reel and wanted me to help sift through stream highlights, kind of like an assistant editor. Being out of the freelance loop for a while and coming from a studio background with a pretty solid salary, I was unsure how to price myself, especially knowing YouTubers often work with tighter budgets. I ended up quoting lower than my usual rate, adding a bit about being open to negotiation due to my uncertainty. Unfortunately, he didn't bite and chose someone else, probably because of the price. While I'm financially okay for now, the itch to work and the boredom are real. I was even considering a retail job just for a change of scene. This gig excited me not just for the work, but because I'm genuinely into the content he produces. It could have been fun, despite the dread of mundane tasks my ADHD kicks up at. Curious if any salaried editors have dipped into YouTube work and how it went. Did negotiations land you a fair deal? Was the work engaging? How was working with the team? Mostly, I'm wondering if I should stick to my rates or go even lower next time to snag opportunities like this.
Navigating the freelance world after being in a stable gig can feel like stepping into a whole new universe, huh? And jumping into the YouTube scene, that's a whole other kettle of fish. Good question, Kevin. It sounds like you had a bit of a roller coaster there, especially with a YouTuber reaching out directly because they loved your work. That's a big win in itself, even if it didn't pan out this time. Pricing yourself, especially after being out of the freelance game for a while, is like trying to hit a moving target blindfolded. And you're spot on. YouTubers often have tighter budgets than traditional studio projects, but it's such a mixed bag. Some YouTubers are rolling in it thanks to sponsorships and ad revenue, while others are scraping by, trying to make their passion sustainable. Throwing in a number and then mentioning negotiation is a pretty standard move. It shows you're flexible and willing to discuss, but it can sometimes give the other party an upper hand if they sense hesitation. It's a tricky balance to strike, especially when you're keen on the project for reasons beyond just the paycheck. It's a bummer he went with someone else, especially since it sounded like a project close to your heart. But hey, sometimes it's just not meant to be. And it's good you're thinking about your value and not just jumping at the first thing that comes your way, even if the boredom is hitting hard. The last thing you want is to feel stuck in a gig that underpays and undervalues your skills. Some YouTubers understand the value of professional editing and are willing to pay for quality, while others might be more budget conscious. As for whether you should stick to your guns or lower your rates further, that's a tough call. It's really about finding that sweet spot where you feel your time and skills are being compensated fairly without pricing yourself out of cool opportunities. In the meantime, exploring these YouTube projects could be a fun way to scratch that creative itch, connect with new people who share your passions, and maybe even discover new opportunities you hadn't considered before. Just keep in mind your worth and try to find projects that get you excited, not just ones that make you feel like you're clocking in and out. Let's take our next question from Dan in Oklahoma.
Dan asks, after years editing documentaries, I've left my job to freelance, eyeing commercial work and more docs. With about a month's break, I'm looking to skill up in motion graphics and animation. Initially tempted by 3D, I'm leaning towards 2D animation in After Effects to boost my editing value. I'm okay with it, but could be better. Considering a School of Motion course to polish up. Wondering what to focus on to enrich my editing, 2D animation, typography, titles, or something else? What would you prioritize to level up in a month?
Jumping into freelancing with your documentary editing background sounds super exciting, Dan, and yep, using your downtime to skill up is a brilliant move. If you're eyeing both commercial work and documentaries, doubling down on 2D animation and motion graphics, especially in After Effects, is definitely the way to go. It's practical, in demand, and something you can directly apply to enhance your projects with cool titles, lower thirds, and more dynamic visuals. Plus, it aligns well with your editing roots. Taking a course like School of Motion could be super helpful. It's structured, pushes you beyond just following tutorials, and could help you start creating original content confidently. While diving into 3D and VFX is cool, it might be a bit of a stretch if you're looking to bolster your editing portfolio quickly. Instead, focusing on 2D animation and maybe sprinkling in some typography and title design could really make your work pop and show potential clients you've got a well-rounded skill set. In short, I'd say stick to After Effects and motion graphics for now with a side of typography. These are skills that can immediately add value to your work and are pretty sought after in both the commercial and documentary spheres. Plus, they're fun to learn and can give your projects that extra polish clients love. Thanks for your question, Dan. Well, that does it for another edition of the DV Show podcast. We're always available to answer your questions related to video production. Feel free to talk to us right now. Simply visit our website at thedvshow.com. Click on the red Ask Us button at the bottom right-hand corner of every page and press Submit. Also, be sure to always keep in touch with us by subscribing to our weekly newsletter and getting social with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and of course, Instagram. Thanks again for listening. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
For additional tips, tutorials, and to get your video questions answered, visit thedvshow.com.
Stay on the cutting edge with The DV Show.